Because to me, it's not just the tone you use, it's the emotion that comes from it. Are you saying this from a place of love, or are you just trying to pick apart a person? Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I also hope that you have voted, because if you are a South African, yesterday was voting day, and I did. I waited 4 hours in the queue, and it was long, but it was worth it. I think everyone in the nation kind of felt the urgency and the importance of this particular election, just because it's been ramping up in a way prior elections have not. And also, we've seen how our country has handled crisis in terms of the pandemic and its subsequent, you know, disaster. So it's been interesting. And I'm glad the family meetings are over. The next thing we are looking forward to is load shedding, which I'm making sure everything is charged and ready. But that is something that just happens to be a problem we've all learned to deal with in the country. And that is essentially what this week's topic is. Knowing your faults. Because we know things are problematic and we know that there are processes and ideas in place to solve them. But it doesn't always work out that way. But I think awareness is key to at least seeing that there is a problem. And as per usual, I put a personal spin on it. So as much as we know external factors are an issue, like load shedding, like the issues around getting people to voting stations, we also need to check ourselves and the people around us. Because understanding your own faults first will make you a better person, especially when it comes to pointing out the faults of others and how you interact with them with their faults. So with load shedding, for example, we understand it's a problem. We understand it needs to happen. We're not happy about it, and we know there are options, but it's all about how we deal with it. So the government's problem is Eskom, and we've learned to deal with it and interact with it. So we've been like, okay, we can do this to alleviate load shedding. We can make sure we are smart with our electricity as we use it. We can go sparingly on certain things. We can find alternative things to alleviate the grid. If you can't afford things like a full-blown solar panel for your house and things, there are USB solar panel power banks that you can get. So you can use that to charge your devices instead of outlets, and that can then alleviate some of not only your electricity expenses, but also what you are taking from the grid. And that is fine. That is how we have learned to deal with that fault. And similarly, when it comes to people, you need to understand their faults and how to deal with them despite their faults. However, you need to kind of use a mirror on yourself and figure out what your faults are as well. I did mention a while ago, I was very proud of myself for being able to just go up and speak to people and stand in a group outside of my comfort zone. Yes, still within family bounds, but I challenged myself to do that, and I was very proud that I did, and it turned out so well for me. And that is something I know I personally struggle with. Meeting other people is not very easy for me. I can easily strike up a conversation with someone, but it's very hard for me to maintain friendships because I'm not very open with other people, and that is a fault of mine, and I understand that. And that's why when it comes to friends, I haven't messaged them in like a week or two, and I just sent them each a message to say, hi, sorry I haven't spoken to you in a while, but I'm still wishing you the best, I still hope you're good, all of that. And I've got positive feedback. I understand my fault of bad communication, but I understand why I do it. I was sick, I was miserable, I did not want to speak to people, so I did not. Learning to just give them a heads up and be like, look, it's not you, you've done nothing wrong, I'm just going through something and I need space to deal with it, makes all the difference. In the same way, you need to not only observe yourself, but observe other people around you. Take time to look, listen, and learn from them. See what they're doing, see what they're not doing, and try and understand why they do those things. Because what you see as someone else's faults or a problem could literally just be their self-defense mechanism. It could just be a way for them to protect themselves. And that is not good, it's not bad, it's just something they do. So if they have a tendency to quickly flare up and get mad because you say something to them, maybe taking a step back and being like, that's interesting. Let me see if this happens with other people, or if it's something specific to them and a word triggers them. Like, that can be something specific to them, and learning how to speak to them despite that quote unquote fault will make your life much easier and theirs, because someone is actually taking time to understand them and meet them where they are. And the same thing with yourself. Take time to observe yourself. See how you feel, see how you react, see how you just behave on the daily. Because for me, I know there are certain things I do that I get upset at myself about, and then things other people do and I'm easy to forgive them, even though it's the same thing. One thing I do have a pet peeve about is people being inconsiderate. I don't know how or why. Just being inconsiderate to other people really just it makes me go from 0 to 100 real quick. And other people are just like, ugh, okay, whatever. But I'm gonna be like, no, that's not acceptable. They need to apologize, they were clearly wrong. Or have you ever been bumped when walking in a public space and there's more than enough space for people to just, you know, walk past you, and you actually go out of your way to move aside and yet they still somehow manage to bump into you? I'm that person that, like, very aggressively, it's not even passive, I would turn around and be like, excuse you, that is me. And I know it's not the nicest thing, and I understand it is a bit of a fault, but to me, I don't see anything wrong with it, because who are you to bump me? I am not insignificant, okay? That is just as is. And it's not that hard to be like, oh, sorry, I was looking at my phone, I wasn't paying attention, my bad. It's not that hard. And especially when it comes to older people, just because they are elders doesn't mean they automatically deserve your respect. Respect is earned, but it's something so special people don't understand, which is why I can listen to you, but that doesn't mean I respect you. And everyone is like, oh no, you need to respect your elders. I'm like, excuse you, they need to earn my respect. Who are they? I'm gonna outlive them. That is point blank. I'm going to be alive and making changes, and they are gonna be dead in the ground, if that's what they choose. That is just how I feel about it. And yes, it's a bit harsh, and it's another fault of mine. I'm very, very straightforward, even if it comes off a bit rude. And that's why I sometimes apologize. And I'm just like, I don't know how to say this nicely, so I'm just gonna say it. Take it as you want. And that's something people need to not get over. I'm not gonna say it like that, but I do think people need to be more open to listening to the words you're saying and not just listening to how you are saying it. Because I always preach and say, it's not just what you're saying, it's how you are saying what you are saying. Because to me, it's not just the tone you use, it's the emotion that comes from it. Are you saying this from a place of love, or are you just trying to pick apart a person? Oof, that was a lot of peas. Okay, I'm gonna bring it back on point. The point is, finding faults in others is fine, as long as you've checked yourself first. Knowing what you are doing and how you are dealing with it is brilliant, but also give yourself grace with your faults. It's not easy trying to be better. Being better is one of the hardest things you can possibly try to do in life, because it's easy to just keep going where you're going. So not easy to change and be a better person. But knowing your faults is going to be the first step. And I think that is why I always encourage doing what you need to do. Do you need to go to therapy? Do you need to journal? Do you need to do shadow work? Do you need to have someone who you can vent to and be like, you know what, I think I did this. Was that a bit harsh? All those kinds of things. So having someone to bounce off of or have some type of sounding board is always going to be helpful. And that's where I think the biggest change comes from. Because if you have someone who's an outsider who can see things that you don't, you're gonna get better much faster. So, yeah, I am hoping that made sense. And I would like to challenge you, because I think that would be a very fun thing to do. So, my challenge to you is, over the next few days, listen to other people and observe them. Take note of things that they do that maybe rub you the wrong way, or things that are like, oof, and make sure to log it somewhere. And after a few days or a week, look back on that list and check it compared to yourself. Okay? Are there things other people have done that just rubbed you the wrong way? Because, for example, it's like, that person was so disrespectful, and that just ticked you off the wrong way. Or is it like, oh my word, that person was so generous, I wish I could be more like that. Do that for a few days to a week and see how you compare yourself to that list, and then try and see what you can implement in your life. Because after all, what is the point of a challenge if you don't gain something from it? So observe other people and what you think are their quote-unquote faults, or even not faults, just observe them. Do they do good things? Do they do bad things? And then compare that to yourself. Would you like to do those things? Would you not like to do those things? And make a list for yourself based off of that. And imagine yourself as your own friend. If your friend did that, would you agree with it? Or would you be like, I'm sorry, I don't think we can be friends. Like, this is not on. And keep doing that. Because I think that is the start of a very good building block to being a better person. So, yeah, I'm going to end it there. I feel like I've been rambling. Yes, I am still a bit sick. I am taking medication. So if I sound very weird, it's because of that. I apologize. But I hope this episode did actually make sense and there was some sanity in it. But yeah, that's where I'm cutting off the episode. The song of the week is what I love. It's called Walk by Saucy Santana. And this song, you can't just walk to the song, you need to strut to the song. This is a find a stretch of whatever and just strut down it, because I can honestly tell you it is the best. It's got such a good vibe. Absolutely love it. This is not a lyric song. This is not for the lyrics. This is for the beat. Go listen to it. Doing the challenge I issued is gonna make you see you need to be able to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, which is why I chose the song. And it's going to give you an inner confidence you didn't know you needed. So go forth, do what you need to do. I hope this helps you to be a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.